This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Joint Appropriations will now come to order. We want to welcome the Internet listeners. We'll be setting budgets for some of the ones that it's more of a cleanup today because we're going to be going in and out of session. So we're going to take a number of budgets that just are certain changes that we are bringing back. Okay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Ahlers.
Here.
Carson is excused. Howard.
Here.
Carr. Peterson. Lake.
Here.
Bartles. Sutton.
Here.
Nessebaugh. Cronin.
Here.
Partridge.
Here.
Peters.
Here.
Haverly,
here.
White,
here.
Hunhoff,
here.
Wick,
here.
Anderson,
here.
Tiedemann.
Here.
We have a quorum.
We do have a quorum, so we'll be able to go forward. If the pages would come forward, again, thank you for your service. Tell us where you're from, what high school, and what you plan to do after you graduate.
My name's Caden Letty, and my parents are Donnie and Cresha Letty, and after high school, I'm planning on going to SDSU and major in ag business.
Good choice.
Where are you from?
Stockholm.
Stockholm.
My name is Kelsey Lenzagrav. I live between Kyle and Interior, but go to high school in Kadoka, and I plan to attend the University of Wyoming. So,
okay. Go west.
Go
folks. That's right.
There you go.
Senator Sutton is a graduate from there. So, you can talk to him about that university. Well, we do know the president because she came from South Dakota State.
Yeah. That,
okay, good, good. And Senator Haverly.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I move... Jeez, I move the joint appropriation minutes for March 7th.
Is there a second to that? Seconded by Senator Wick. Any questions on that? Way to gain control. Hearing no questions, all in favor of approving those minutes will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Those minutes are approved.
Ring the bell.
They're approved. Okay, we're going to bring up the state auditors, and so staff.
Good morning, Chair and Committee. Annie Melhoff with the Legislative Research Council. With the passage of House Bill 1083, the state auditor will need other fund authority to deal with the additional surcharges that will come in from House Bill 1083. The estimate is $100,000 in additional revenue that will be given out through grants to nonprofit entities offering legal services to the poor. So this motion just includes $100,000 of other fund spending authority.
Thank you, Annie. Any questions on this one? Senator White?
Mr. Chair, I move to rescind the previously adopted motion sheet G3300A and instead set the budget for the State Auditor Budget Unit 3300 at the level detailed in the new motion sheet M3300A.
Seconded by Representative Lake. Any discussion on that?
As Annie has indicated, the additional surcharges on child support, child custody, visitation, spousal support, and other petitions became part of the potential expense on this, so we had to increase this to this level.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions on the motion? Seeing none, the motion then will be to approve motion sheet Mike 3300 Alpha. All in favor will say aye, all opposed say nay, and the secretary will call the roll.
Ahlers?
Aye.
Carson is excused. Howard?
Aye.
Carr is excused. Peterson?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Nessebar is excused. Cronin?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
14.
So motion sheet, Mike 3300A has been adopted. We'll now go to Veterans Benefit and Services.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, rest of the Joint Committee. So this would be the Veterans Benefits and Services Budget 1711. This would strip out the $30,477 increase in the travel budget for veterans outreach. This was previously passed last week. So,
any questions of staff? If not, Senator Haverly.
Mr. Chair, I move to rescind the previously adopted motion sheet G1711A and instead set the budget for the Veterans Benefit and Services Budget Union Unit 1711 at the level detailed in motion sheet A1711A.
This is our second, seconded by Senator Partridge. Okay. Any discussion on that motion?
It's an increase in the travel budget and just felt it wasn't the right time just this year.
Okay. Any questions from committee members? So all those in favor of motion sheet adopting motion sheet alpha 1711 alpha will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Hollers.
Aye.
Carson is excused. Howard.
Aye.
Carr is excused. Peterson.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Nessaba is excused. Cronin?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
No.
14-1.
Motion sheet alpha 1711 alpha is passed. Okay, and we'll bring up the Board of Regents the ones that we didn't get done yesterday. I missed one. So, Mr. Milhoff.
Mr. Chairman, Jeff Milhoff with the LRC. The budget you have in front of you is the research pool within the Board of Regents, and this is $1 million that goes to fund research at the universities, and there is no change from the governor's recommended budget. If there's no questions, I'll move on to the Board of Regents Central Office. And within this budget, you can see that the online 10, the general fund, M&R, 2% replacement value expansion was not funded. So the replacement value will be slightly under 2% for FY18. And then on line 15, you can see there's a personal service adjustment. On line 12, there's a other fund expansion for a hardware replacement for a new system that is outdated within the central office. Are there any other questions on the Board of Regents Central Office?
Any other questions? Yeah. So, Representative Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move to set the budgets for the Board of Regents Central Office and the research pool at the level detailed in motion sheets Z150B and G1516A.
Second. Second by Senator Wick. Any discussion on those motions? Hearing none. Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Ollers?
Aye.
Carson is excused. Howard?
Aye.
Carr?
Aye.
Peterson? Lake?
Aye.
Bartles?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Nessaba is excused. Cronin?
Aye.
Partridge?
Aye.
Peters?
No.
Haverly?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye. So motion sheets Zulu 150 Bravo and Golf 1516 Alpha have been adopted.
Mr. Chairman, the next budget you have in front of you would be the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology. And the adjustments here would be on line 9 would be a remove excess authority in federal and other grants, which is similar to what other universities have done this year. And then on line 11, you'll see the MAP Success Initiative, which has previously been generally funded and is proposed here to be other funded with $250,000. And then on line 15, there's also a personal service adjustment to the two general funds.
Okay. Thank you. Senator Partridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move to set the budget for the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology, Budget Unit 1540, at the level detailed in Motion Sheet Z Zulu 1540C Charlie.
Second.
Second by Senator Wick. Any discussion on that, Senator Partridge? Okay. Any questions on setting the School of Mines and Technology? I would just like to highlight, because you brought it up, that $250,000 going into other funds to help in creating or keeping, sustaining that pilot math program. Again, this can come from donations. It can come from finding dollars within. But I think that it sends a message that that program is working, and we want to see that continued. So thank you for bringing this forward. With that, Secretary will call the roll. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed on Motion Sheet Zulu 1540, Charlie.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Carson is excused. Howard.
Aye.
Carr.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Lake.
Aye.
Bartles.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Nessebe is excused. Cronin.
Aye.
Partridge.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Wick.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
15.
Motion Sheet Zulu 1540, Charlie, has been adopted. Now we'll go to the Unified Judicial System.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
So this would be the motion sheet that you adopted a couple days ago, plus an additional cut of $100,000 for community-based services. I believe this is for juveniles. So this would be juvenile probationers, and these would be community-based treatment services, including counseling for chemical dependency or mental health.
And I would like to have Mr. Sadasan come forward, and he can help explain some of the wherewithal on this proposed cut and what impact it could have on services.
Yep. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Greg Sadasan with the Unified Judicial System. The short answer is this would not have any impact on services. The more detailed answer is as we've changed how services are provided with the Juvenile Justice Reinvestment Act, a lot of those services now are paid through Department of Social Services. And so, for instance, last year at year end, we had $198,000 remaining in this fund related to juvenile services. And I should mention this covers that mental health treatment, substance abuse treatment, and then also what I would call barriers to treatment, things like if a kid needs an interpreter, if they speak a language other than English, or if they have transportation issues. So it provides some of those things to remove barriers to treatment. But by and large, with the changes, the actual treatment now is funded through the Department of Social Services. We still have that total fund is right around $1 million. And so those are still available as a fund of last resort if for some reason that there is a treatment that a juvenile needs that's not paid through Department of Social Services. But we've been anticipating having this conversation with the shift in funding to a lot of those services. And so really the budget discussion kind of sped that up as we talked to BFM about what will we do. Over the last 5 years, we've averaged $154,000 remaining at year end. And so we think the $100,000 is a good amount to remove from the fund.
Any questions? Yes. Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Could you just restate how much is in that fund that's left that you said?
The FY18 amount is $1,015,286. And that includes adult and juveniles. We don't really divide it adult to juvenile, but the juvenile dollars are the ones that we've seen the most impact in decreases.
Okay. Yes, follow up. Go ahead.
Thank you. What are the adult, with those dollars, what are they, who's providing those services if you're not utilizing that fund?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
The services for the juveniles?
I'll follow up. I heard you say that fund is both adult and juveniles. So who's not, or what's the utilization for the adults for those dollars? Are some other department providing the services like you just explained with juveniles?
Yep. Mr. Chair, that's correct. Department of Social Services also is the funder for CBSA. And so that's another part of that fund. But we're seeing the largest as we've looked at the expenditures, the largest drop has been related to juveniles in the last year.
Okay.
So what's remaining then? $1 million plus in that fund?
The FY18 amount before the 100,000 cut was the $1,015,000. So this would reduce it to the $915,000 is my understanding. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Senator Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Maybe I'm just not understanding this. Can you clarify for me a little bit? Aren't we expecting to see an increase in the need for community-based services as we move forward? Or help me walk through this a little bit.
Certainly. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
The services for juveniles, if we've, particularly on the probation side in the community, FFT is the largest one that we've heard a lot about. There's also, I think it started last month, aggression recognition therapy and moral recognition therapy. And so those are the services that are provided and funded through the Department of Social Services. And we certainly would expect, that we're going to have juveniles in the community that still need those services. It's just with the shift in the funding through Senate Bill 73, those services are now being provided primarily through Department of Social Services. So we're having to use this fund less as sort of the prop up when we can't find another funding source for those services.
Okay, follow up. Go ahead.
And I guess I haven't seen in the DSS budget then, are we increasing that to offset this decrease?
Mr. Chair, my understanding of the DSS budget is that they had not spent the entire amount of treatment for juveniles. And so I think this is money that we did not spend last year. This is money that I think we haven't spent fully in the last 5 years. And so I don't perceive this having any impact on services that we can provide to juveniles.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Cronin and then Senator White.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What's the amount that you carry forward on the adult side of this fund then every year?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm gonna phone Aaron Olson, who
got it.
I feel like the questions were meant to get him up here, so
you fell into the trap.
Good morning. Mr. Chairman, Senator Cronin, I think there's some confusion here. Aaron Olson with UJS. I think where there's a little bit of confusion here is that this isn't a fund. This does not carry a cash balance. This is general funds that are appropriated to the UJS annually. And so if the funds go unspent, they revert. And so, within this $1 million appropriated or in the governor's budget for FY18, there's the community-based money, there's the residential care grant money of $200,000 in there. If any of that money, goes unspent or is not carried over under a contract, it reverts. So there is no fund per se, it's just general funds.
Follow up, go ahead.
Okay, how much has been reverted over the last 3 years at the end of the year?
Okay. I will have to go back to my computer and get that information. I don't have that, but I can get that for you. Yep.
Okay. Senator White.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. As usual, I'm right behind Mr. Cronin and his question. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you two were on the same wavelength. But
Senator Cronin, I guess I do have some information here. If you look back at the last five fiscal years, I'll start with FY12, and I can provide this to you in a hard copy so you don't have to write it down. But the amount that was remaining at the end of each fiscal year for beginning in FY12 was $177,000, FY13, $185,000. FY14, $70,000, FY15, $142,000, and FY16, $198,000. And so those would be the funds that would be remaining at the end of the year.
Thank you.
Thank
Any
you.
Other questions from committee members? Good to see you, Mr. Olson, too.
Thank you. Always good to see you, too.
Yeah. Seeing no other questions, Senator Peters?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move to rescind the budget for the UJS Q271A and replace it with budget level detailed in motion sheet Q271B.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Second by Representative Anderson. Any discussion on the motion? Yeah, I think we've covered it well. Madam Secretary, you call the roll. Those in favor of that motion, say aye. Those opposed, nay.
Ollers?
Aye.
Carson is excused. Howard?
Nay.
Carr?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Lake?
Aye.
Bartles is excused. Sutton?
No.
Nessebaugh is excused. Cronin?
Aye.
Partridge is excused. Peters?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
White?
No.
Kunhoff?
Aye.
Wick?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
It's 11. 11 to 3 and 3 excused.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Secretary. So the motion sheet, Quebec 271 Bravo, has been adopted.
Excused.
That's pretty much what we're going to take up today for this session. They're still working on some of the, with the subcommittees on education, social services, and the Bureau of Finance and Management. So we're going to recess now. We'll see how the day flows, and if we can get things done, we'll come back in session. Otherwise, we'll be picking it up tomorrow when we do Senate Bill 32 and finish the motion sheets that we have before us. So any questions, committee members? Seeing none, we'll go into recess. Joint appropriations will come back in from recess. Senator Sutton, do you have a motion?
He wants to make a comment.
Okay.
And actually, thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to let everybody know that I really appreciate the fact that the Senate appropriations always shows up to the committee meetings, and it's just unfortunate that the House members aren't here right now. I wish they would work a little harder. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, maybe more expediently.
Right.
Yeah. So, Senator Sutton.
Mr. Chair, I move we adjourn.
Seconded by Senator Partridge. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign. Motion carries.